bit of news coming from Washington, D.C., where the U.S. Senate actually approved a measure that could overturn President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, again, for those private businesses. What was interesting about this was that two Democrats joined the Republicans on that front. So for more on this, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. And again, this kind of shows the importance of that balance in the Senate being 50-50 Republicans and Democrats. What's the significance here? Why do you think we actually had two Democrats walk over to the other side of the aisle to support this measure?
It's a symbolic move. This is not going to become law, but it tells you the political resistance that exists to vaccine mandates, the one that President Biden wants to put in place. He wants all employers with more than 100 workers to require that they get vaccinated or tested on a weekly basis. But this has already been blocked in some of the courts. And now we've got 52 senators saying, yeah, we don't think this is a great idea. The House is probably not going to take this up. So this is, not going to be legislation. And I guess if it ever did become legislation, President Biden would veto it. But it just tells you there is not a lot of at least political support for this idea of requiring companies to get their employees vaccinated.
Well, Rick, not only that, there's not a lot of universal political support for anything seemingly right now, right? And so to me, this is not just emblematic of sentiment around coronavirus and the vaccine mandates. It's reflective of sentiment around anything that Biden is trying to accomplish in Washington. And it's just the latest thing that shows that, you know, the next few years for him, and just speaking 2022 specifically, is probably still going to be tough on this front, right?
Yeah. I think the Biden administration knew full well when they decided to roll out this vaccine mandate a few months ago that it was going to be tough sledding. It was obvious that it was going to face legal challenges. But on the other hand, Biden faces two big issues going into 22, the pandemic, which is not over, will not end, and inflation. And he knows that he has to show that he's doing what he can on the pandemic. That doesn't mean he can do a lot. And, you know, we're scrounging, you know, the Biden administration is scrounging at this point for ways to push vaccination rates up and do whatever is necessary to deal now with the Omicron variant. There will be other variants coming in 2022, probably. So there's not much Biden can do, but he does need to make it look as if he's doing everything he can.
And then lastly here, I mean, we had you on the show earlier this week to talk about kind of the big themes that could be happening in 2022 that could weigh on the Biden administration. What do you think the Biden administration on their front need to accomplish in 2022, given some of the issues, not just with the vaccine, but with the virus variants and other types of political issues that could crop up as well?
Well, look at what happened in 2021. I mean, this has actually been a very consequential year. We've had two very large legislative packages, the relief bill in March and the infrastructure bill. And now we may have the Build Back Better bill coming behind that, perhaps getting signed by the end of this year. I think what Biden needs to do in 2022 is stop it. He did not really get elected. Voters last year did not say, hey, we want you and the Democrats to overhaul a social safety net, to impose all this green energy legislation. Basically, Biden won because voters wanted Trump out and they wanted a return to normal. They wanted the vote in 2020 was about the pandemic, Trump's bad handling of the pandemic. And the pandemic is going to be what determines Biden's fate at the 2022 midterms and for his overall presidency. So I think Biden needs to be more of a cheerleader and less of an activist in 2022. I think all the talk of social welfare reform and becoming the new FDR, that's not what voters asked him to do. So I actually think we're not going to see very much new legislation out of Congress next year. That's why there's such a crush to get it done this year. And Biden's approval rating is very low. So he's going into 2022 in kind of a handicapped position.
Yeah, and a critical midterm coming up as well. Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman, thanks so much.